Hi, Lloyd. This is Dee. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
You
How about yourself?
I'm sorry. Could you say that again?
I said I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I am doing very good. It's Monday. We're finally getting out of some of this rain. That was a crazy storm.
Yeah, I was just calling you and 'cause I was seeing if I can web to talk to Forrest, or did you want to relate this message or to him or whatever? But I was seeing if we can try to negotiate this contract, being that our old contract didn't work or ran out, see if we can negotiate a different contract.
What were you trying to negotiate?
A different contract. Our first contract, our initial contract that we had that ran out on the 26th.
It ran out on the 26th of September.
The contract, our contract, our sales
Okay.
agreement, the sales
Sure.
agreement ran out on the 26th, right? Of September, right?
Let me pull it up. Yeah, so we were planning to close on the 26th,
Right,
but
and that's when the contract is right. That's when,
yeah.
Right.
I was under the impression that Alex had made an extension with you guys for 2 weeks.
No, she did not agree or to sign no contract or nothing like that, or sign. She said verbally, you know what I mean? But we didn't
Right.
make no sign no agreement or nothing like that.
Gotcha. So in the
And
original purchase agreement that you have, it says that we can extend the contract for a reasonable time, if there's any delays in the closing. So Alex did do that. She went ahead and signed the addendum, and pushed it until 10/10 at the
but
latest.
like I, but I said I didn't agree to that though. That's what I'm saying to you. I didn't agree to that.
Oh, you didn't agree to
No.
postponing for a week?
No, not for. She sent me something about for to the 10th of October. No, I didn't agree to that.
Okay. Well, I can give you an update on the property that we, they do have the title work in now, and we're looking to close this week.
That's why I said I wanted to talk to Forrest or something, see if we can negotiate a different contract. Because, like I said, I was shooting for things to happen on the 26th, and now I'm in the hole again. And she's saying the 10th. Alex was saying it's something about the 10th, and she didn't really know that, if it was going to be that date. And just like I said, I want to negotiate a different contract, something we can sit down and agree upon, and something like that. Because, like I said, I never agreed or signed anything for no 2 weeks. She sent me this thing stating, something about like I said, to October the 10th. You know what I mean? And like I said, I never signed nothing like the document signed. Like I said from the beginning, that like the contract that me and Alex had was the 26th. He was saying it was gonna be before the 26th. So,
Right.
like I
And
said,
then
now I'm in a hole. So we got to do something different. I don't know if you want to relate the message or not. And this pretty much negotiating a different price, or the time being, if the time is gonna be long, or to that nature. So, like I
so
said, you can if you want me
what
to
is it that
call him,
you're looking to renegotiate right now?
the price.
The price. And
Right.
what is that for?
You said, what is it for?
Yeah, you said that you're in the
The
hole. What
property.
did you mean about that?
What that? The property. I'm trying to negotiate a different price on the property. Like I said, I was looking for us to be closing before the 26th, what I was told. He actually told me the 16th, but our contract stated the 26th. So, like I said, and our contract ran out last week on the 26th.
Right. And so, our contracts, I mean, you're an investor, you know how things happen. But our contracts, we have in there that closing is on or before the date or reasonable time thereafter. So the attorneys that we work with state that 30 days in real estate is in a reasonable time thereafter, which is why we have that in our purchase agreement, so that when these rural properties come up, if there's an issue acquiring the title, like in this case there was, they actually had to go to the county over 3 times just to secure the title.
I had to come to the county so many times. That's why I said I've been working with y'all as well. You know what I mean? Like I said, and I like I was told this is going to actually be before the 26th.
Right. And we knew that we couldn't do before the 26th.
Nobody, I talked to Alex here and there. She let me, she didn't even know if it was going to be the 10th or not.
The 10th? Oh, right.
Of October.
So, right. What we were waiting for was the title. So we put 2 weeks just in case there was more issues with the clerk, but there wasn't. They were able to get it on Friday. We tried to push the clerk today, but we just got an update from the attorney saying that they couldn't do it today because of they were still waiting, or they're not waiting on anything. They couldn't get everybody in to sign today. So the next step is just for the attorneys to give you a call and set up the time for the signing. And last I heard from them, we asked them this morning how soon we'd be able to close, and it's looking like we'll be able to close this week.
Like I said, I like to negotiate a different price. So if you want to relay the message before us or get them to call me or whatever, you know, the head person in charge, I mean, I was over this deal or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I've originally talked to him.
You can
talk
to me about that.
Okay.
So what are you looking to negotiate to?
I was looking for more cash.
Right. Because
I got a better deal. I actually had a better deal. I got a better deal last week when I was told that we wasn't going to be closing until the 10th, or we didn't know if we were going to be closing. I got a better deal. Like I said, I got offered $80,000, and I was saying if I can get at least $85,000 from my house. If not, my bills, I'm late on my bills and stuff now. I'm thinking I was going to close at a certain time. That's why I did it. Signed the contract when I did sign the contract, because I told I was going to be closing before the 26th. Like I said, he told me around the 16th. So, like I said, it's just, I don't know, like it's been bad communication and back and forth. Like I said, I've been trying to get to Charles City and setting up. He said, I guess, the meeting for him to people to buy the house or whatever, letting him know I'm doing everything that it was asked of me, you know. And like I said, here's his. But almost the 1st of October.
Mm-hmm.
It is the 1st of October.
Yeah, tomorrow. I hear you, Lloyd. Like I said, we're still well within terms of the original purchase agreement that you agreed with us. We're looking to close this week.
I just look over the agreement and we'll see. I'm going to ask a few questions myself and get that to a certain terminology. Like I said, I signed for the 26th to be closing on the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told that it was going to be before the 26th. So I just look, you know, do a little searching myself more on this contract and see, you know, where we stand at. But like I said, I'm looking to negotiate a better deal. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, the chances of negotiation are pretty unlikely at this point. If we were to do something like that, it would have to go all the way through the lending process again, and it would restart all the documents for that. And then it probably would take until the 10th to close.
Okay. I wouldn't have no problem with that. Like I said, because I settled for the 26th. I was told the 26th, so now you're saying the 10th. So, like I said, I'm negotiating a better deal. If it got to close, that's what I said. We negotiated a deal. If it got to close on the 10th, it's close.
Right. Well, like Alex said,
she
just we just had issues acquiring the title because it's such an old title and it's such a rural area that we had to go to the county a few different times to try to get our hands on it. And that's not just us, that's the attorneys going out of their way to go do that. So that was the delay in it. But they got it on Friday, they confirmed with us, and from what they said this morning, we should be setting up a closing date this week.
Okay.
I'll reach out to Kiana. I think she would be the one to reach out to you. She's the paralegal that we work with. over there. So I'll let her know that you called talking about, you know, the closing and when you might be able to sign. The next step for her is to set up time with you. So I'll let her know that you reached out, and she can give you a solidified date.
Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call, Lloyd. I appreciate your